Well, I have been praying for today, and what I'm going to try to do this morning is answer the question, why FCCI? I think with so many new people here, with a new season, folks who probably can't even spell FCCI like I was 4 years ago, I want to give you a little taste of FCCI, but I also want to give you a vision as to where the Lord is leading us. The great thing about a vision is that it's an unknown. You have these ideas and you've prayed through them, but the Lord has to guide and direct and lead your path. And so we seek His wisdom in everything that we do. And so I want to start out by talking about the theme, building lives together, Ephesians 2:22. Why does He ask us to build lives together, to have a dwelling place with Him first? And secondly, to have a dwelling place with each other. And in this book, A Walk in the Market, written by our chairman, Robert Bobby Mitchell, are great stories about how men and women have been walking together for over 3 decades in this ministry. And so I want to encourage you, if you don't have a copy of this book and now his study guide, to please pick some of these books up, a bundle of 10, for $80 as a conference special, to hand out, to share the story, how the Lord's been moving in the marketplace. What this is a movement, and it's more than just a ministry. And the stories are depicted in this book, tells you just a small sampling of how the Lord has been working through FCCI for over 3 decades. And so, Walt, I'm going to borrow one of your favorites. I'm going to place this book right on the stage here. And Bobby, you would be highly embarrassed if nobody picked this up. But so don't embarrass my chairman. Someone, even Wanda, if Danielle, somebody has to pick this book up before my talk is over. It's like gold. There we go. Well, I believe that we were built to do life together. And I'm just going to take a few minutes with you today to just kind of talk about the FCCI story. I'm going to talk about it in terms of the critical need for marketplace ministry today. In fact, I think we can probably think back at a time that things might have been tough, but I believe that we're in a time where our faith has never been so relentlessly challenged and scorned. This is a time that we have to be very bold and courageous to move forward in a way to share the name of Jesus Christ like we have never done before. I am motivated by that faith. I am motivated by that calling that we are to make His name known around the world. And to me, the world means the world. I even looked it up in Greek, and it still means the world. For some of you, that world may be Reno. For some of you, that world may be Southern California. For some of you, that world may be Atlanta. For some of you, that world may be Ukraine. For some of you, that world may be Asia and Europe and Latin America. To me, it is the world. The Lord called FCCI into the world some 20-plus years ago so that we can touch lives in a way that makes a difference. It has an eternal impact. And my question to you, I think it was very appropriate. I believe it was in Peter's presentation. Does your company, is it designed to have an eternal impact? FCCI is a vehicle that can help you to understand what that looks like. And so I'm going to take about 20 minutes and try to tell a little bit of the FCCI story and lead us down a journey of transformation. Everything about FCCI is about transformation. It's transformation of life, it's transformation of business, it's transformation of community, and it's transformation of this nation and nations all around the world. And the Lord has been moving in a mighty way, around us, through us, in us, despite us. He is going to finish His work. That is His promise, and we are faithful to move forward with Him. And so when I think about the stories of these men who started FCCI as a calling, 80-some people were invited, a few people showed, and these men started a movement that impacted lives for 3 decades. These men are unique, only in the sense that they loved Jesus and they were faithful and obedient to hear the call. And so we're here now, as a continuing chapter in this process, in this movement. To honor what they've done, I call it retro future. We honor what they've done. We honor it in all of his magnificent glory. But we understand that the story and the unwritten chapters are still ahead of us. And those chapters are being painted on canvases a little bit at a time every day. And I'm going to try to share with you some of those stories and unpack them and how the Lord has been moving. He's been moving in a mighty way. The question is, do you really believe that he's moving in this place today? Is he moving in your life? Is he moving in your business? Is he moving across the nations? And can he move across the millions of people that we're called to reach? I believe so. We will not rest until that happens. And so as I think about the stories of these men, people like Bobby Mitchell, Jim Moy, Bill Leonard, Larry Paquette, on and on and on, these men have touched millions of lives. Bobby, thank you for your call. Thank you for your obedience. And an entire founders team, you have been faithful. You have been obedient. And you have been a kingdom leader and kingdom steward to what he has entrusted you to. Would you guys recognize this founding team? They launched a movement. It was a powerful movement. And this movement has a platform of 90 million businesses around the world, as far as the business leaders can count. There's 27, 28 million businesses here in the U.S. And if you think about it, these seven business leaders seeking answers to transformational questions, questions like, what does following Jesus really mean in the context of operating the business? What does it mean or look like to teach leaders to have their companies be a platform for ministry? What would Jesus do if he worked in the corner office of my business? As these men began to wrestle with those questions, they began to be challenged in their character and their integrity. And they began to say, does God really own my business? Am I the steward or am I the owner? It really takes about a year for people to truly understand that concept, to be totally dependent, to be totally surrendered in heart and spirit. But whether you surrendered or not, the Lord is the owner regardless. He will have his way. I just hope that he has his way in a way that's not so dramatic in some lives than others. But sometimes where we thrive is in our wilderness, not on our mountaintops. And so I know that some of you today are in a wilderness place and some of you are in mountaintops. But I specifically want to talk to those who are in the wilderness today. You may not have as much hope as you have maybe ventured out with when this was just a concept. It was just a thought. It was infancy. It was a lot of excitement. Maybe now you've kind of been seasoned a little bit. You've been beaten up a little bit. The weather's been a little tossing and turning. The storms have been going. And sometimes you're uncertain. This is the time where you will see Jesus in the most mightiest way you've ever seen him before. This is a glorious time. This is not a time to doubt. This is a time to move forward and stand and march. March on, because he is with you always. Do you believe that? Amen. I do. And so this vision to transform a nation, a world, through Christ, because we don't have that authority and power. It has to be through Christ working in us and through us. We will see nations transform one company leader at a time. So what's our mission? You know, this first part of the mission, in pursuit of Christ's eternal objectives, I wrestled with that for 6 months in prayer. God, what does that really mean? We equip and we encourage Christian business owners to do what? To look at biblical principles and say, how can I apply this to my business? How do I apply this to my life so that my life can be transformed? You know, when we talk about this process of transformation, we talk about the mission of FCCI in three ways. There's a shared calling around salvation, where there's a God-saving act of deliverance. This morning, I just heard a wonderful testimony from Deborah Burns, one of our summer interns that she took on, not an FCCI fellows, but it was a summer intern that an FCCI company took on, came to faith. You know, that's part of that savings act. That's greater than anything else I can ever imagine, to see a soul come into relationship with the Father. See, that is what this heartbeat is about. That's what my passion is about. It's about seeing souls one at a time coming in deep relationship with Jesus the Christ. And then the second part of sanctification. You know, this rests really personal for me because my parents stopped at the point of salvation, as most parents. They celebrated at the fact that we walked down the aisle and that we give our Lord ourselves to Christ and he baptizes and so forth. But they forget that this is a process, is an ongoing process for the rest of our life. We are being made holy and righteous unto him through him in us. This sanctification process is through our business leadership groups. That's the core and the essence of what we do. If our business leadership groups are healthy with healthy facilitators and healthy leaders, I believe we can have a major impact on this world. You see, when those seven men begin to walk alongside of one another, their lives was changed forever. Their family life was changed forever. Their children's lives were changed forever. In fact, it's my prayer that generations of life be changed forever. That is the power of FCCI. And then finally, when I think about service, you know, once we understand from a maturity point that we have been given something totally undeserved, our heart bleeds and it says, give it away. We want to give away God's word all around the world. We want to give away resources all around the world. We would like to give away everything we do around the world. Why? Before his glory. Everything we do is for his glory. We are not building a monument. We are building a ministry. A ministry that has Christ in the center and the focus of everything that we do. Every decision that we make is Christ-led, Christ-bled, and Christ-initiated. So we're going to encourage you to walk with us and continue to walk with us. New members are coming in every day, and we're praying for more new members every day. What if just 10% of the world's Christian business owners who are Christians would join this movement? That's 9 million Christian business owners around the world. And what if those 9 million would just reach 10,000 people through customers, through vendors, through employees, et cetera? We could have a major impact on the world. Who's our math majors? If you did the number, there's more people than you can ever imagine. That's FCCI. That's what we're striving for. Will I ever see this in my tenure as leadership? I hope not. I hope that as long as, you know, there's a movement here, we continue to reach people who don't know Jesus Christ. You know, when I did my research, there's about 108 billion people that have walked the face of this earth. 108. And 68% of those that have come to faith has really been in the last couple of thousand years. Think about that. Population was very minimum in the early days. And now all of a sudden began to explode. And so our task becomes even more daunting. And so that's FCCI. And earlier this week, I walked through our model. We have a model called Kingdom Leader, Kingdom Company. It starts with a self-assessment. Where are you in terms of a relationship with Jesus Christ? Where are you in terms of him being the owner in your business versus and you are the steward of your business? Where are you today? Are you leading your company for something that's eternal or something that's temporal? I want you to reflect on that. So that process starts with a self-assessment. There's four self-assessments. We start with the first one, which is dealing with life spiritual maturity. How do you move from life development to spiritual maturity? God's at work through this entire process through the power of the Holy Spirit, and he's working in you and through others to work through you so that you have a movement here of transformation from life development to spiritual maturity. You know, I was a part of that movement. I was raised in corporate America. And my goals was around recognition, achievement. It was around to be the number one. It was really, to be quite candid with you, was to change the culture of corporate America. That's what my father had given me the vision, that we could truly change the culture of corporate America. You know, interesting enough, it's still my vision. However, the Lord has changed my tools. He has changed my vehicles. Instead of corporate America like Johnson & Johnson and Citibank and Coca-Cola, he has now given me things like Focus on the Family and FCCI, the Fellowship of Companies for Christ International. You know, 4 years ago, I couldn't even spell FCCI. But somehow, Bobby Mitchell and I and Doug Hunter and others got on the phone and said, you know what? We need to talk about this thing. And I remember the day Bobby and myself agreed. He was in China, I believe, and I was in Chicago. And we just weren't sure. But for 6 months, I was trying to figure out, Lord, what are you doing here? This makes absolutely zero sense for me to join FCCI. It wasn't logical. But the Lord knew exactly what he was doing. And I humbly say this, he has called me to this season of life, to FCCI. And I am faithful in the service of what he's called me to. Am I passionate? Maybe a little bit too much. But I'm so passionate because one day I'm going to face my maker. And he's going to ask me, what did you do with my son? And on that day, I want to talk to him about lives and souls that have come to him. And so when I think about leadership development, I think about servant leadership. There's a difference in servant leadership and leadership development. You know, I was listening to Peter yesterday. And Peter said there's a difference when you begin to lead outside of shareholder value, although you must make money to stay in business. But when you lead and really caring and loving for people, the way you lead changes. Is your life and the way you lead changing? Is the things you're doing today in business, is it different than yesterday? Well, FCCI can help you through that process. As we work through those first pillars, those first two pillars, we shape a kingdom leader. And I think we've done fairly well in those two pillars after my assessment. But the second two pillars is where we have opportunity. Organizational excellence. How do we move from organizational development to organizational excellence? We're going to talk about that in a minute. And then ultimately from a kingdom development to a kingdom company. What do those two things mean? You know, Randy Pope touched on a few of those. And the reason I resonate with his message is because I'm a product of discipleship. You know, for many years, I never wanted men to invest in my life. It was good to isolate yourself and to be secluded. But as a result of attending Perimeter Church, I have learned what true discipleship means. I have seen it modeled from the top. I have seen it lived out for 40 plus years. And now I have men walking with me on every side of the coin. They're walking with me to teach me who I am. They're here to show me when my clothes are dirty. They're here to pray for me. They're my accountability partners. I surround myself with these men because I want to hear the other side that I might be missing. And they have the trust and the respect to speak into my life. Who do you have in your life that you're allowing to speak and that you trust faithfully and that you have the respect of? Do you have people in your life like that? Organizational excellence. I've been around organizational excellence. I've been around some of the best companies in the world, the top 50 companies in the world. And I can tell you that they spend more on their employees than I've ever seen. I can tell you that they develop organizations with powerful motives. You know, I worked with Johnson & Johnson when the Tylenol incident took place. Five tainted Tylenol capsules killed seven people. And I've seen a CEO in Dr. James Burke operate under these principles. He was a Christian. I never knew it. Until many years later after he passed, someone told me, you know, he was a Christian. But what I saw was a Christian. I saw a model Christian. The decisions that he made was just so spontaneous. And it led to the turnaround of one of the most crisis situations in America and created safety seal packaging for all of us today. That was due to a public company, Johnson & Johnson. And now safety seal is just another issue. You know, when you see something like that in the public sector, in fact, guys, out of the top 50 companies in America, 20 of them are led by Christians. Did you know that? You may not hear their faith, but they're there. They're there. And we can have an impact. Small businesses in America, out of the 28 million small businesses in America, is 22 million of them. This country was built on the backs of small business. and we have mighty power. And so when I think about this, I really wanted to search, what does it mean? And then what are the needs of these people? You know, they're successful sometimes, but they're looking for significance. I mean, Bob Buford book certainly had an impact on my life. Halftime. I mean, I read that book and just ate it up. And I saw how far away I was and separated I was from Jesus Christ and his mission. And now, as I look at what he's doing and just how he's moving, I'm just so humbled by why would the Lord use us? With all of our sinful nature, with all of the type of people we are, why would he use us so? Because we are his creation, made in Christ Jesus, made in his image. We are in enmity with him, but as Christians, we have been now united, and we walk with him, and we are adopted children in his family. We will have eternity with him, and eternity in Greek also means forever. Is that a life worth committing to, worth sacrificing these temporal things for eternity? I think I'll sacrifice 70 years of obedience for an eternity of walking with him forever and worship him and praising him. So why am I so passionate? You just heard why. And so when I look at these people, I know they're lonely. I know you're hurting. I also ran payroll for 10 years in my company. I know what it means to make payroll and sometimes to not be able to make payroll. You know, when I first came into FCCI, the first phone call I received was Frank Van, who told me, I'm not sure if we can make payroll this week. And I told him, we'll never miss payroll, Frank. We work too hard. We've never missed a payroll since. Someone that week, I don't know who it is, wrote a check to cover our payroll on Wednesday, and we had to call in payroll Wednesday evening or by Wednesday at 5 o'clock. I just thank you for those type of miracles, for those type of support, for that type of generosity. You know, you guys are absolutely amazing. I sit back and I travel with some of you. I'm just blown away by what you're doing. I mean, I just want to tell the stories of people in this room. I don't know why they're not on the front page of the news and the television and radio. Why is all this other garbage on those channels? Why aren't our stories being told? Because it's not newsworthy. But I know that you're looking for significance. I know that prayer support is what you need. I know that you need encouragement sometimes. I mean, CEO is one of the loneliest positions you ever want to be in. I understand it. I understand it well. I've been in 3 CEO positions myself. I know that you need support in a safe haven. I know that you need genuine fellowship and authentic relationships. I know that. Do you know that? Do you have that? You know, when I think about it, as Henry Varley put it, the world is yet to see what God can do in and through and in a man who is fully and wholly consecrated to him. I mean, wholly righteous and wholly committed to him. What could he do through an FCCI who is now in 102 nations around the world? In fact, this conference, 2 sessions are being streamed to 20 million people throughout the Middle East, originated out of Pakistan. Did you know that? Did you know that this small ministry called FCCI is beginning to really impact the world as the founders envisioned some many years ago? You know, they didn't have an idea they would go international. The Lord just took them international, took 5 guys with them and said, share my gospel. And the next thing is they're in 20 countries. It's a heck of a business plan, Bobby. You save some money. You save on the 3-point PowerPoint presentation. Just listen to Jesus and go. Go as Hal went. Go as my buddy went over here, Skip Torreson. He didn't have a clue. He was broke. He didn't have any money. He was just faithful. He called me up day after. Hey, Terrence, just go. The Lord's calling you, go. He'll make a way. And now I can't get him to stop calling me. But it's people like Skip that gives me encouragement every day. You know, it's people like Joe, Pastor Joe from the Philippines. He's been trying to get to this conference for 3 years. I've never just met this. Stand up, Joe. I mean, that's awesome. This man is wholly and fully consecrated to God. Let me tell you a little bit about his journey. He says, Terrence, I'm going to find a way to raise the money to get a trip to America to come to this conference. I've been praying for you and your staff. Somehow, I don't know how, he raised the money and he ended up in Detroit. He could only get to Detroit. I said, well, you're not too far from Tucson. And then he called me up. He says, I'm going to get there, Mr. Chapman. I'm going to make sure you save me a room because I know you're selling out. I said, yeah, I can't promise anything, but we'll get you a room if you get there. And then all of a sudden, we get a call from one of our donors. I can say John Beckett. And John Beckett said, you know, I met this pastor. He's from the Philippines. And I just want to make a donation for him to get to the conference. And I'm like, wait a minute, Philippines? Are you talking about Pastor Joe? Oh, yeah, so that's the guy, Pastor Joe. I never met him, but somehow we met at some time, and we want to make a donation for him to get to Tucson. So he arrived in Tucson, but he says, Terrence, I don't have any money for the hotel. I said, well, you got to go raise some more money. We'll give you a discount, but wait, yeah. So all of a sudden, he has a hotel room. He's got his transportation. I have no idea how I want to hear his story, but I have no idea how he got here. But a man fully and wholly consecrated to him. And he said, I just want to be there amongst the saints. Pastor Joe, just what an awesome testimonial. Thank you for your diligence and your consecration. Yes, sir. You know, as I listened to Randy Pope yesterday, I heard these things about a kingdom leader. What do they look like? For the first time, we defined it. They're mature and equipped servant leaders. And what do these servant leaders do? You know, they live consistently under control of the Holy Spirit. They're a demonstrator of the Word of God, he said. They are motivated by the love of Christ and faith focus. They're motivated. They have discovered a larger purpose for their work and their business and even their life. These folks are evangelistically bold, discipleship dedicated. Making disciples who go make disciples is what they're dedicated to be. They're family faithful, gospel-driven, spiritually responsible, conscientiously focused on kingdom capital and kingdom stewardship. You know, when I looked at that list, I said, where's this God and what water is he walking on? I was looking at him as the puddles was, you know, accumulating yesterday. This person doesn't exist. I mean, how many stand up if, no, you might exist, I just don't know it. Where's this person? I said, but what Randy, I know, what he preaches is that we're not able to do this on our own, in our own strength, in our own might. It is the power of the Holy Spirit that moves in us. And what happens when we fall short of that, we have a wonderful thing called the cross that we plant our feet firmly in and say, Lord, thank you for your grace. Thank you for your mercy. I'm not able to do what you're asking me to do. But I am here at the foot of the cross on the altar, asking for your guidance, leadance, and direction. When is the last time you've been at the foot of the cross, being still and patient, asking him through the power of the Holy Spirit, a wonderful counselor, to lead and guide your path? When have you truly turned over every decision to the King himself, the owner of your business? When I look at this person, I think about a kingdom company. And what is different about this core values of a kingdom company? You know, I lived under a company with J&J, and we had things, we had values, we had core principles. And they shaped the company in times of crisis. It made a difference, and the first thing that Dr. James Burke did was pull out those set of core values. When people were asking, do we spend $150 million to recall the product? He says, read our credo. Never again should we ask about money when it comes time to impact a life. And so what are our core values? One is that God is the owner of our business, but we are the stewards. We have a responsibility in that process. Secondly, prayer is the lifeblood of our relationship with the owner. Every decision bathed in prayer, not, Lord, I'm going to do this. Can you bless this? Lord, what will you have me to do today? Every day I wake up and say, Lord, where are you moving? How can we join you? And how are you going to give us the capacity to do what you say? Because I'm telling you, he's been moving in a way that we have never had the capacity that we had. We've never had the capacity to do what he's calling us to do. But yet, 110 people come forth last year and go to journeys like Skip and many others. Nations are opened up. All types of things are happening. When I look at this third principle, integrity is a non-negotiable. Character is being shaped. Iron is sharpening iron. Men and women are making a difference in each other's life. And there's a commitment to excellence. The one thing that I really want to stress at FCCI is that we will be a ministry of excellence. And I'm just not going to settle for anything less. Because the Lord deserves excellence out of what we do. Everything we do. Do I know how to get there? I certainly don't know how to get there at times. I wish I knew how to get there at times. But you know what I do when I just don't know how to do it? I go to the foot of the cross and say, Lord, I don't know how to do this. You're going to have to take this burden off of me. People say, well, how do you do so much with that small staff? I have no idea. I have no idea. You know, at Coca-Cola, you go down to finance, you have 400 people down there. It's pretty cool. You give the leader a paper and say, here's the project. A week, he comes back, it's all done. We don't have 400 people in the office of FCCI. You know where we have the 400 people? Out there, you guys. You're our 400 people. You're the ones that we depend on. You're the ones that's executing this vision that seven men birthed some 30-some years ago. And finally, building a kingdom takes priority over building an organization. Sometimes that organization, as Jack Welch says, you're going to fix it, close it, or sell it, and hopefully closing is not an option. But it's going to rest on you. The worries are going to come from you. The impact's going to come from you. Whether we're building lives together through our small business groups is going to come from you. What's our role? Is to make sure that you're equipped, make sure that you're encouraged, make sure that you're prayed over, make sure that we give you the tools and the resources to be successful. And today I'm going to show you some amazing tools and resources that the Lord has provided. He has provided some amazing tools. And so what are we focusing on? Three things this year. For those who know me, it's only three. I can't count any higher than three. I try to even get it down to two, but it's just not biblical. It says Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. And so I had something for the Father. I had something for the Son. And he knocked on my shoulder and said, what about me? I'm the Holy Spirit. So it's always three. And so enhancing the business leadership group. Our business leadership groups must become more vibrant. That experience must become more rich. And so the Lord has sent us some transformational resources this year. Some of them are displayed here. We have just 3 or 4 years of new resources for you to use. In addition, there is an emphasis on prayer, and we're going to start it later on today, that emphasis. We're going to ask all of you to fill out a prayer card later on. And we have buckets here, and we're going to bring our board up front and some others, and we're just going to pray for you today. You notice this year was a little different in our worship time. I said, I just want them to be still and hear from him. I don't know if you caught the first song, Father, you're welcome here. You're welcome in this place. The second song was, I surrender. And the third song was, holy, holy, holy. Did you catch that? The Lord's been moving in this place in a mighty way since we got here. I mean, the golf guys, it was raining before they leave. They get on the bus, it's still raining. They get off the bus, it stopped raining. They get through playing, and it starts raining again. Praise the Lord. See, Bill Stewart has that type of power. He's at the cross. I need to hang around him more often. Well, anyway, we want conference teachings. These offerings are being taped. I mean, what do you think about the speakers this year?
Wow.
I mean, every year is special, but each year the Lord just comes through again and shows up in a special way. And then, yeah, look at resources that support you and align you. I mean, really excited about what's happening, and they're all being designed around this kingdom leader, kingdom company model. They're not just arbitrary materials. They're materials that align with our focus and our outcomes, and we're going to make them strong. And for the first time, what we've done is taken each pillar, and we have designed an annual track per pillar for you to use in your groups. And so I'm excited about that. The second initiative is to enhance the group leader training and mentoring experience. I believe this is our number one objective over the next 18 months and really ongoing. We must have strong and healthy facilitators of our group. And so we've designed an entirely new group leadership training program. We've also have developed through our summer intern a new group leadership kit. It is leather. FCCI logo in bronze. Okay? In here are all the tools that you need to lead a group from day one. Come get certified in training, in our group leadership training. We have them in Atlanta, but we will also travel to you if you have a group to be trained. Because I'm a good steward of resources, I don't come to train one person, although there is biblical that one verse is 99, but I'm still on at the cross. But we will come and train you. And at the end of that process, you will receive a new group leader's kit. And by the way, that kit was designed by our summer intern this year. That was her project. In fact, this conference, for the first time, has an operational manual. Okay, normally it's in Frank Van was the operational manual. So we've taken it out of Frank's head. He's got a big head. And we put it into a manual for the first time in 36 years. That was designed by our summer intern. And so we want to continue to coach you. In fact, I think there's an element that we're trying to strengthen in FCCI is an ongoing coaching process. And so we're going to be looking to add coaches to our platform so we can help the facilitators of our business leadership groups to really lead their group in a way that glorifies God. We want that experience to be rich, not just, hey, how the Bears do? Notice I said the Bears. I need Christ on that one. The third one is expand the ministry's message throughout the nations and the next generation. I am so excited and hope we can bring it up in a second, but the new FCCI 3.0 website has launched. We actually have a superstar in this room that's on that website. If you would stroll, in fact, I love this question. Does your business have eternal value? It's right off the top. We were loaded. We're ready to take on registrations. We're ready to take on new members. We're ready to take on donations. We're ready to move forward. If you would stroll down that website, the second addresses that question. The third offers some benefits. The fourth, because, you know, we're a value proposition organization. And then the fourth one, look at that superstar. Who knows that guy? That's Reed Warner. I coerced him to give me a picture here. And then we have an intern that went through, in fact, from Viola and Ann and so forth. We have different testimonials on there. And stroll down with them. Now, here's the difference. Everything around this website is membership has its privileges. We have now taken and added over 400 new resources. We have added a membership kit. We have added a group leaders kit. Everything you need, but the ticket is you must be a member of FCCI to realize the value of our resources. Become a member of FCCI. If you're not sure you're a member of FCCI, we have a little tool in there. You just put your email in there, and it'll tell you right away. It'll kind of say the car will start or the car will not start. If the car doesn't start, it's okay. It could be a couple of situations. One, you could actually be a member, but we just don't have your email address. And so we need your email address because everything is driven because we personalize the relationship with you. You can build your own personal dashboard. Your group can build its own dashboard. It will give you history of where you've been, what you've studied as a group, and it'll give you feedback as to the next steps. Hey, you just finished a time of prayer by Henry Blackaby. I recommend blah, 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 blah. When is the last time that's happened at FCCI? If you take me back to the slide, you know, I'm extremely excited about this next generation process. We're going to continue to do world-class conferences, but we want to keep them intimate and relational. And so we're going to keep them around 500 to 800, but we're going to do more regional conferences one day. Because there's some folks that just simply can't get out to a Tucson and invest the type of dollars. And so we want to reach them locally. The other thing that's always been on my prayer list is to start to stream conferences and around the world through the internet more frequently. And so we will be doing what we call digital conferences at least twice a month to reach more people. Our website hits now. Last year was up 250,000 website hits increase. First-time users. So the Lord has given us technology to use it, and we're using it to the fullest. Our next generation program is more than just FCCI. Later on today, you're going to hear of a partnership with the Center of Christian Business Ethics. They have designed a 7-course entrepreneurship program to teach the next generations of the world. And that was encouraged by us from Malaysia, Kohui. And Kohui said, I need something to train our young entrepreneurs. We have about 50 to 60% of college students who are not going into the traditional workforce. They're starting businesses, but they're not really equipped. Well, I said the same thing's happening in America. And so therefore, we are now launching, as of today, our FCCI University. And in that university is a cost, $199 per course, $1,200 for 7 courses. It's a certification program, and this same course was approved by the Oxford University. It's at that level. And those folks will come later on today and tell you more about that. It's an exciting time for FCCI. Do you want to be a part of it? Boy, I'm excited. But it's about a young exec program. I'm talking about the cultivation of the next generation. Most people think that's young folk. To me, that's all new people that come to FCCI. They can be 22, could be 25. They can also be 60, 65. That's the next generation of FCCI. But these 22, that's our Happy Meal. For those who have kids, you understand Happy Meal. See, McDonald's figured out a long time ago, if you get them on the Happy Meal, boy, you can certainly serve them some Big Macs later. You get them for generations, and that's our Happy Meal, our FCCI Fellows Program. And you guys, through our conferences and through our business leadership group, that's our Big Mac. And so we have strategic partnerships, and we're going to continue to form strategic partnerships through this organization. We believe that we can become strong through strategic partnerships, i.e., Museum of the Bible. What do you guys think of that? For an FCCI to have a business and Bible exhibit, is that crazy? Is that crazy? You guys aren't excited about that? I am ecstatic about that. I mean, we're talking 2, 3, 4, who knows how many million people coming by and saying, who is that FCCI? I don't know. And then they pick up this book. Oh, the book's gone, Bobby. Good news. Oh, boy, woof. The book's gone, but you've seen the book. I mean, can you imagine, hear the stories? And what's going to happen is that you'll be able to tell your story. And we'll be able to post them in the Museum of the Bible. And then Marion had a great idea. He says, Terrence, leave 4 chapters for stories untold for the next generation. He says, my sons are now coming behind me. Succession plannings are starting to come behind. And so we want to come behind and be a part and support group for these young men and women. You know, I'll be honest with you, they give me energy. I get excited when I think about this young generation. But remember, the young generation is 22, but it's also 65, 70. I'll even take 80, 90. I mean, I love Jim Mori. I love me some Jim Mori. Okay? You're talking about a faithful man. And I went to Jim's group. I'm thinking I'm going to see a bunch of old geezers. Okay? Jim's my friend. I can say that. Jim doesn't have anybody in the group over 30. I'm like, Jim, can you see these guys? He says, yeah, they're all under 30. He has such a heartbeat for the young folk. So, this new website is refreshed, it's renewed, it's personal, it's user-friendly, it's resourceful. You know, it's a website you know, but it's only better. That's FCCI. We are a FCCI that you know, but we're in a new chapter, a new season. We're moving in a bold way wherever the Lord calls us. And I believe that we can touch millions around the world. Just think about the idea of millions of Christian business owners reaching billions. May not ever see it in our lifetime. It's a big, audacious goal. But I think that's one he's calling us to. I'm convinced of it. If not, he'll shut us down. He'll make a way or he'll close the way. But you know, just a year ago, people from Ukraine came here. And now, think of the people of Ukraine. Galina, I know you guys are here. A few people from Clinton. Just still get a standard. It's okay. Their first meeting, they had 22 people who said, I want to be a group leader. 22. And they told me the story that as they were having the meeting, just blocks down the street was a Russian tank threatening the freedom of the country. And they said to me, Terrence, FCCI is beyond what you're talking about. FCCI is our means of freedom for our nation. Thank you, guys. I mean, they're here. So very quickly, we're building lives together. This is our mission. You want to say, what is FCCI all about? This is it. We're building lives together. A kingdom leader's life carries over to another person's life. That's what I'm praying for. Mike, I'm praying that your life bleeds into another person's life, your son's life, the next person's life who inherits your business. Guys, I'm bleeding to the next generation. And they will continue to be a kindred force and spirit in the lives of others for generations to come. That's what FCCI should be about. You know, I'm going to give you a very quick story as I end. And I received an email from a dear friend of FCCI. I'm going to take a little water because this is a tough one. In fact, he's not here today because of this situation. And I'm going to read a little bit of his email. On September 4th, he wrote me this email at 6:30 p.m. He respectfully requested that I set some time aside to read this email. He warned me to read it in one setting, and he said that this will not be a quick read. He was right. The email was 6,035 words. I went back and counted it. I mean, have you ever seen an email 6,035 words? And I might have missed a few. And he said, more importantly than the length was how this story touched him, and because it touched him, my friend, it touched me. And the email subject line was, it can be a matter of life to the full or death. It began with an obituary of a business friend he knew who had recently passed away. He committed suicide. And here are some of the touching points in his email. He said the friend was a chiropractor for many years. The chiropractor treated my friend many, many years ago, helping him with his bad back and giving him many tips along the way that improved his life. 9.5 years ago, the chiropractor experienced a life-transforming event. in a fiery death experience, his hands were damaged severely. The damage was so to the degree that both of his hands had to be replaced. He became the third person in the nation to receive a double hand transplant. And prior to the double hand transplant, he was like a powerful locomotive, my friend said, going full throttle down the track, and all of a sudden it slams into a mountain. The train is left mangled. It can't do anything. And it was incredibly challenging to continue with his life, but in public he would smile and say he is doing fine. His life changed forever the night he suffered a burning injury to his hands. He fought a hard fight, but he could not rise above his depression. The chiropractor closed his practice a few years after the incident, and the person who wrote to him that day said that in 2006, he had heard about this incident. And as he read the article in the 2006, he realized that these guys actually attended the same church. The chiropractor and my friend attended the same church. And unfortunately, the next time they connected was through his obituary. And he went on to say to me that in his obituary, the chiropractor's wife acknowledged that he was depressed to the point that he took his own life. And, you know, in this lengthy email, a particular paragraph caught my attention. I quote, "All of these touch points that I personally had with the chiropractor, depression and anxiety, and the fact that I disciple guys, most of the whom struggle as I did for a number of years with anxiety and the resulting depression, caused me to ask myself why I never got up out of the pew and reached out to him to see if a man was walking life with him, and if not, might I do so?" Well, this paragraph caught my attention. And so I called my friend, and we prayed together. And our discussion reminded me of Noah. It reminded me that Noah led leaders to do, or was called to do, what leaders should always do, which is the right thing, and what the Lord calls them to do. It reminded me of Abraham, that leaders embrace the unknown. It reminded me of David, that leaders are not afraid of giants. It reminded me of Joseph, that leaders endure in spite of circumstances. It reminded me of Jesus, that leaders are servants, living their life consistently under the control of the Holy Spirit. And the Lord is opening doors to launch FCCI across the nations. We're not afraid. We're not alone. We're not doubting. We're not looking for confirmation from man himself. We're looking for confirmation from God. I am led by His Spirit. We are confident that we're heading in the right direction, and we're asking Him to guide and lead our path along the pathway. And I am confident that He's leading us to 100+ nations. We don't know how to get there, but we will be faithful. We will get out of our pews, and we will go and say, "How can I invest in your life?" Well, it went on to say, he says, "Terrence, we have an opportunity, domestic and abroad." But he said, "We must start now." He says, "I want you to encourage everyone at this conference to invite one person. Get out of your pew and invite one person." So I did that. You know, Dr. Bruce Wilkinson was here last year, and he said this is a Kairos moment for FCCI. And he says, come forward, participate. And so now I'm going to give you an opportunity to participate. And here's what I wrote. I said, we are being built together in Christ. We're being built together in Christ for God's glory, and we are being built together in fellowship with one another. Do you guys believe that? You know, I know sometimes I get a little intense about this stuff. But what else would you have me to get intense about? What are you like crazy mad about? I can't think of anything better. You know, I sold soda water all over the world. I was really intense about that too. But that soda water didn't save anyone. But here's what I have learned. One drop of God's grace can clean up that soda water. And so here's what I'd like for us to do this morning. I'd like for you, on your table, there's an envelope. I'd like for you to open that up. I think there's a table host at each table. And what I'd like for you to take out are two documents. One is a prayer card and one is a giving form. And what I'd like for you to do is to take out the prayer card and I'm just curious, how many people here needs prayer? Okay, most of us, if not all of us. Would you take a moment and write down a prayer, because we want to pray for you right now. Have you heard, you know, you give somebody an issue and they say, I'm going to pray for you. What's the percentage of those people praying for you? I mean, in this group, it's pretty high. But most people never pray for you. Well, we're going to pray for you today. Take out that prayer card. Please fill it out. Anyone who think they need prayer, would you fill that out? Just tell us your story. What do you need prayer for? Take a moment and fill that out, please. Give me a little bit of music. Once you have completed the prayer card, you have in your deck a giving form. And the second thing I'd like for you to do, and I'm just going to ask you in prayer and great humility, I would like for everyone in the room to fill out the giving form and pledge a minimum of $10, just a minimum of at least $10. We would like to get a pledge form from everyone in the room. If you're a couple, you can fill those out together. And just pray about what the Lord may put on your heart to give and support the movement and the ministry of FCCI and the movement and the ministry of God the Father through this ministry. So fill those out, please. We're going to give you a few minutes. Once our board members have completed their cards, would they join us up front with their spouse and just kind of form lines across the outer edge of the stage, as well as Bill Mone, our prayer director. And Bill, as you come forward, I would like for you just to be praying for our board, their spouse as well. Just pray for them. And like, if we can get some board members over here and some board members over there once you're done. And board members, you can just drop it in any of the urns up front. And you say, well, what are these funds for, Terrence? We need funds to run the ministry, but we also need funds to go to the nations, meaning Reno, Nevada, Denver, Chicago, as well as Asia, Africa, Latin America. But we're focused here on domestic first, and we're looking international as the Lord calls us. We're also looking to partner with the Museum of the Bible and to take on this exhibit. We're also trying to reach the next generation. We're also adding resources to FCCI. We're doing a lot of things that the Lord is calling us to do, and we need resources to do it. What I'd like for you to do as you complete your prayer card and your giving form, and remember, I am prayerfully asking you, very humbly asking you, would everyone at least consider, everyone in this room consider, a minimum $10 donation to this ministry. We like more, but I'm okay. Whatever the Lord gives you, 2 cents is okay. The 2 cents in today's inflation is $10. Now, here's how we're going to do this. You can either stop at the station to be prayed for by one of these individuals and their spouse, or you can bypass them and just drop your contribution here in the middle or along the urns. You don't have to stop and pray, but if you would like prayer, would you go and hand them your prayer card and place your donation into the bowl, and they will pray for you. And just keep the rotation going until everyone has had an opportunity to do so. If you don't have a prayer card and you have a donation, just come up and drop it into the bucket. And we'll pray for you. So, if you're ready, just start to move forward. Our board members are in place. And just go wherever you like. We have bowls in the middle, bowls on each side. Praise the Lord. Might want to turn me on. Yes. Don't leave when you're done. Just return back to your table. You can take a bio break and just come right back. But just stay at your tables if you can. Walt's trying to run out because he has a bio situation, but I told him to stay. Just come forward. We need some more prayer warriors. If you have already given and you are an FCCI, Melody and Walt and Patty, and would you come forward and just pray for these people? We need more prayer warriors. Oliver, when you're finished, just come and pray. We need more prayer warriors. Doug Hunter, as you come forward, we need more prayer warriors. Would you pray here with our people? We have more prayer warriors here. Doug Hunter, we need a prayer line. We need some prayer here. We need more prayer warriors. Frank, would you come and pray? We need more prayer warriors up here. Randy Pope, if you're in the Betty, would you come and pray? Ron Henry, would you come and pray? Jim Harris, would you just come and pray? We need more prayer warriors right in here. Gary Opadal, would you just come and pray? We need more prayer warriors right in here. Charles Hooper, when you're done, would you please pray? Phil, when you're done, would you please be one of our prayer warriors right here, please? Praise you, Lord. Ross Hill, would you come and pray with us, please? We need prayer warriors on that far side. Thank you so much. We have some more prayer warriors down this way. If you guys want to come down this way, we have some more prayer warriors right in here. Feel free to come down this way if you want some more prayer warriors. Wanda, we need a prayer warrior right here. Dolores, we need a prayer warrior right here. We have more prayer warriors down this way in the middle, if you'd like to pray right here. We have two prayer warriors right here. Right in here, we need more prayer warriors. I know we're running a little bit late, but you know, it's time to be still, and we want to hear from God. And if you, I'll complain to the guy who organized this place. It's going to be okay. Would you guys find the music? Father, you are welcome here. Could you find that worship music? Father, you are worship. You are welcome here. Anyone need a prayer warrior? Just raise your hand. Anyone need a prayer warrior? Waiting on a prayer warrior. Okay, waiting on a prayer. Don, would you come forward and help us with prayer warrior? Right in here, Don. We need right here. Anyone waiting on a prayer warrior? We have one right here. Don, raise your hand. We also have another one here. Melody's available. Pastor Joe, would you just come and pray with us? Be a prayer warrior right here, please. For timing, we're going to start to move into a wrap-up in around 1 minute. About 1 minute. Prayer warriors, we're going to wrap up. Does anyone else need prayer? We have a prayer warrior right here. I'm going to go ahead and move into a community prayer, and then we're going to close this session. Heavenly Father, we come to you at the foot of your throne room. We give you all praise, honor, and glory, Father. I thank you for these people who have come forward in the name of Jesus Christ. And we thank you, Father, that he is our intercessor. He is the one that you hear our prayers through, because he is the one who have washed us clean through his blood. We thank you, Father, for the obedience of the Son to go forth and do your will. He came, he walked, he died at the foot of the cross, and now he lives again. And he sits at the right hand of the throne. And through him, Father, we have righteousness. Through him, Father, we have a personal relationship with you for eternity. I thank you, Father, for Tucson. I thank you for FCCI. I thank you for the leaders who were faithful in your calling. And I thank you, Father, for those who have come forward and requested prayer. They have showed the fact that they do surrender. They have showed the fact of humility. And they have showed the fact, Father, that at the cross we will find joy, we will find peace, we will find comfort, we will find rest. And so, Father, as we move beyond this place, we pray, Father, that the fruit that you have brought forth, we would steward for your glory, for your kingdom. Father, we pledge that. We honor that. And in Jesus' name we pray.